Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello, podcasters.
Hello.
Good show.
So wonderful to have your company.
A good show coming at you. Very interesting topics of conversation. What have you got in your hand there?
Nail polish. Sorry, Complete Care. 7-in-1 nail treatment.
7-in-1?
What are the 7 things?
Yeah.
I hate it when you say that. We sound like such suckers.
Well, what could it possibly... It's 7 things that it could be doing.
It's like anything that writes anti-aging. You're like, phew.
Yeah.
You know the only thing that stops aging?
Dying.
When you die, you age no more.
Mm-hmm.
That's the age that you are.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I am hoping, though, when you go to heaven, God lets you pick your age when you get up there. So if you live to 90...
That's interesting.
You know, you go up there and he's like, what do you want to be? And you're like, 21.
Do you think you'd still have your physical form, though? Wouldn't you be like, you know, ball of gas or something?
I reckon you can get to choose your age.
You reckon?
Yeah. What age would you choose?
That's what we were just saying. I'd say like...
It sounded better when I said it.
Yeah, it did actually, yeah. I don't know.
Mm.
Like now, I'm pretty happy with how I am now.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think, if you go back too far, you got those haircuts to consider.
Oh, this is bollocks. When I look it up, God, we're suckers, aren't we?
No.
Females?
Nope.
No. It's a podcast.
I'm interested to hear it.
7-in-1 nail treatment is an all-in-one base and top coat, growth, strengthener, ridge filler, brightener, and ultra moisturizing nail care.
Ah, well, you need all of that.
Yeah. Can't be it. Yeah. Hindsight can't be all that. But anyway, that's what I got.
But, you know,
placebo.
You don't know that.
My nails don't know placebo, do they?
Great band. Still a placebo song for Morning Glory.
They just released a new album.
Did they?
Yeah. It's not great.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's all right. But they were good.
They were. What do you got in here?
Pure Morning would probably be in there.
We've got Bitter Ends. It's an unplugged version. No, that was not the big hit.
Friend in needs a friend indeed. Pure Morning, it's called.
Friend with weed is better.
Great film clip.
Are we still in the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
You remember the film clip? And so he's up on top of a building, right? And he's barefoot. And down below, there's like police with a megaphone and a crowd gathering. They're all yelling, no, 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 no. And then he jumps off the building. And everyone, like, starts to scream, and then he shrooms in and starts walking down the side of the building until he gets to the bottom, and then he walks off.
Every you, every me.
Oh, yeah, that was...
And that was the song,
That was another song, yeah.
But there's nothing left to see. Every you and every me.
Sounds like the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, he had a bit of a Pet Shop Boy twang.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Life is peaceful there.
Go where.
They're really ahead of their time.
In the open air.
With their dress ups and get ups.
And their synth pop rock.
Yes.
I saw them at the Good Vibrations Festival.
Yeah. My wife's a big fan.
Good Vibrations Festival.
Yeah. On the Gold Coast. It came twice. It was a wicked. It had like Gnarls Barkley, Pet Shop Boys played.
That was a festival that I used to be involved with.
Oh, what were you doing?
It was run by the people that I worked with.
Oh, yes. The nightclub in Sydney.
Yeah, the establishment. Oh. And they did they had a music department. God, what was the music department? Yeah.
Wow.
So we used to always go there. So that's what I was saying. All the celebrities used to come pick up their tickets from me.
Yeah.
They used to always go, oh, you've traveled all the way.
So good. It's still in America. I think they still do it around the world, but just not so much here. Alrighty, let's roll the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Who's up for an experiment to see whether we're right or not?
Oh, generally. I'm always up for an experiment.
So 131060, if you live with your partner, we would like to ask you a question to determine whether we are right or whether we are just so, so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So 131060, please. That's the only requirement. Live with your partner. Because there is a couple, and they're a young couple, And people have said that they have a bit of a red flag because their sleeping arrangements that they've moved in together is a bit strange. They're quite young, but they have separate bedrooms. So they're like flatmates. And people swear by it.
Some people swear by it, man.
That's what age are they, though?
Like 22 or something?
Oh.
19. I get what you mean. You're kind of like, are you out of the
If you know, two people have been married for 20 years and they're like, he's got a CPAP machine while he sleeps, fair enough.
I don't think any of them are snoring, are they? With the
Look at it the other way around. All their lives they've slept in their own bedroom. You're not going to have someone else bunking in with you. I'm not used to that, man.
They're 19.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They've never shared a bedroom with anyone else.
This is your time to do it.
Well, they don't want to, obviously. I like my space.
Babe, you're on the trundle. Just pull it out from
underneath. You're sounding like a man who wished they never went into the
it's just like
sharing of the quilt.
No,
it's sleeping on the edge.
Otherwise, my sheets don't get washed. I love it. No, but some people do. Some people say it works perfectly for them.
Yeah. It was more the decor that we've got a bit of an issue with.
Mm.
Yeah.
And this is why it's just when you invite.
Yeah, when you invite them over as well, and when you move in, you can't just get a one bedroom place. You've got to always get a two bedroom place.
Yeah. Oh, there are pros and cons.
Yeah, they just said they want their own space, and they said so you can decorate how you want.
And this is why we need to do our experiment here, because there's something we noticed when we watched this TikTok video this morning.
Mm. Yeah,
And we're going to see if that is in fact the case. So 131060, full border calls here. If you live with your partner, we're going to ask you a question next and see if anyone survives. I believe we're right, right? Do you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yes, 100% I do. Yeah,
there's always a unicorn.
Mm. All right, Letitia, you have lived with your partner for 7 years. Has he ever purchased a bedspread?
I actually live with a woman because I am gay, and no, my wife has never bought any or picked them either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there's always one in any type of relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not her.
All right.
Nor is she allowed to.
Does she pick any decor, or are you the decor girl?
No, I am, but she's just, like, agreed to let me paint the bedroom pink and get, like, a girls neon sign above the bed, so I'm pretty happy.
Love it. Can I ask you where you get them?
Pardon?
Where do you get those signs from?
Girls, I love
them. Oh, my gosh, get it made online.
You can get your own neon ones. Yeah. We could even split this, too, and say, like, in every relationship, regardless, there was just the one person that does it.
Yeah, well, Letitia's proved that. All right, let's go to Matthew. Are you living with a male or a female, Matthew?
Living with my wife.
Your wife, okay. 2 years living together. Have you ever bought a bedspread?
I have not bought a damn thing, let alone a bedspread.
Yeah, okay.
What do you...
like the saying goes, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. I do like my new one, happy spouse, happy house. So that encompasses everything. Doesn't matter.
Why do you want to change it?
No reason. Nothing. You keep it however you want.
Maddie, you wouldn't have picked... not a single cup, not a piece of cutlery, nothing.
Nope. I'm just the person that's pushing the trolley.
Important job. Important job.
All right, Carla, you've been living with your partner for 14 years.
Yes.
Who buys the bedspreads?
Me. I buy everything.
Yeah.
He
doesn't even go to the shops.
Yeah. Proof you bloody women spend too much money.
All these shops that sell the bedspread go,
Have you seen our ads? After a hard day of footy, you need a 1,000-count spread.
And Carla, over time, have you also slowly thrown out his stuff that he bought to the relationship?
He didn't really bring too much. we've gradually gotten rid of things. We've got a few sentimental things that are still around, but almost everything is brand new.
All right.
That's true, isn't it? I can't think what anyone brought. Scotty brought stuff that was in the shed. He got the shed. Mm. He brought all that stuff.
Mm. Let's try this just to wrap up the experiment. Get everyone, because we've got heaps of calls there still, hang up. If you have a man that you live with...
and they've bought the bedspread.
Stay on the line.
Okay.
If it's the other way, hang up right
One,
now.
1, 2, 3. Hang up.
Hang on. Drop in.
Let's see if I've got one. We might have a unicorn. Let's go.
All right. Stay on the line. If your partner... Oh. Sammy.
Hey, Sammy.
Hey.
Hey. So you've had a partner for 8 years. Have they bought a bedspread in that time?
So my partner and me... Mm-hmm.
I'm allowed to choose what goes underneath your fitted sheet, uh-huh. but he chooses what goes on the doona. Because right. when his boys come over, our room, as you walk through our house, is right there.
Right.
He doesn't want anything girly.
Right. So it's because they see it straight as they come in.
What? So what yeah. colour has he chosen?
So at the moment, we currently have like a... It's like a white, but it's got like blue lines like faded off into it. Yeah, so
it's the Hamptons look. It's so lovely.
And we have a TV in our room too. So every time people come over, like we're watching movies and stuff in the room. So yeah, he wants it looking like not manly, but not girlish.
Yeah.
Mm. There you go. All right.
There's always one.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I've got three boys and I feel like I'm constantly teaching them life hacks of how to deal with women. Uh-huh. I mean, because if any of them end up gay, that's easy. Dealing with men a little bit more simpler, okay? Mm. Sorry if that offends you, but men are.
I didn't understand it.
It's like, I'll always teach them. I'm like, you know, you have to ask how their day was, and I always go, you know, a kiss on the forehead will go a long way. Mm-hmm. So then now they'll always go, like, Mum, how was your day? And then if I didn't have a good day, they'll, like, get on a chair and give me a kiss on the forehead. I'm like, okay, so they're learning.
Yeah.
And this was a life hack yesterday because I picked them up from school. And I had been at the hairdresser's that day. And they were like, oh, how was your day? What'd you do today? And I said, well, actually, I was at the hairdresser's. I got my colour done. And I said, actually, about that, if you know that a girl is going to the hairdresser's that day, you should say, even if you don't notice, oh, my gosh, your hair looks great. And he goes, off and he goes, oh, I didn't notice. Oh, that's actually, I do notice you haven't got the brown bits at the top. So don't mention about
don't
the regrowth.
Mention the roots.
You don't need to do
Never
that.
Never mention the roots.
But you just need to say, like, I noticed you got your hair done. It looks great.
It's one of words of wisdom from Homer J. Simpson.
Is that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll always say, like, you know, I said that will teach you a long way with, you know, girls.
Mm-hmm.
And Jagger goes, to where? I said, what?
Oh, that's a good point.
And he goes, it will teach you a long way with girls. He goes, to where? Oh. So what do you mean? He goes, you said a long way. And I went, well,
where am I going with said girls, Mum?
Yeah. Where are they going with said girls, Mum?
It would be like,
all the way.
What will it get them?
I said a kiss. And he goes, oh, I don't want a kiss.
I don't want a kiss.
Do I tell girls their hair sucks? I went, no. You don't. But it's just for his logical mind.
Yep.
And I said to Finny, do you get it? He goes, I get it. No worries. That's all.
That's why Dad says it to you every day. Yeah. Even when you had a shaved head, Dad would be like, do your hair today?
Do your hair today. Oh, it looks good. I can't even see any regrowth.
Because I think that's just it's a good message to teach them.
Yeah. But then are you saying they should be nice to girls in order just to get... You're not saying that.
Don't turn that around on me, Steph. I'm just saying for their wife or their partner, just to say, hey, your hair looks good after a long day at the hairdresser's, will just... It will be of a benefit. It's just these little life
hacks.
What
sort of benefits?
Although I did used to do this with my dad, because every time Mum was going to the hairdresser and Dad had no idea. She could have shaved her head.
Yeah.
He wouldn't know.
Wouldn't even know it.
So I've always said to him, I have your back and I will tell you when Mum's got her hair done. So I'd always go to Dad, hey, just so you know, she's got her hair done. So then she would come up and he'd go, oh, Beverly, you look amazing. And she'd go, oh, I didn't know about this card. Oh, yes. Oh, I love it. And he annoyed me once because I was grounded. First time I was grounded.
Yeah. You're the worst person in the world.
And I said to him, Mum, Dad, don't forget, Mum, really, she's gone out with this haircut. So, like, make sure you mention something. So she comes up the stairs and he goes, oh, your hair looks amazing. Mum goes, oh, shut up. Don't be a dickhead, Pete. Oh. I haven't got my hair done.
I didn't think you could go wrong there.
No, you can, because if you come in, you've just gone to the gym and you haven't got your hair done, then it just looks patronising all those times you've done it.
God, you mysterious beast.
I think that's pretty logic, isn't it?
Yeah. If he was quick enough on his feet, they would have gone, oh, no, it's not your hair, it's all the weight you've lost.
And on the bright side now, every time your kids get laid, they're going to think of you.
I didn't say... That you tell someone they've got a nice hair and you get laid, Stav.
Because it goes a long way.
Otherwise, it worked for you in high school and nothing did. So that's not.
And if that is the case, can you stop noticing when I've been to the barber then, please? Yeah.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Fiona O'Loughlin.
Yeah, she's taking to the stage with you, Stabby Boy.
She is. Tomorrow night at the That's Not My Dog Festival, Kings Beach, Caloundra, we are hitting the stage together, aren't we, Fiona? Or were you aware of that?
We are indeed, mister.
Are you trying to get on a plane at the moment?
Very, very much so. Can't find my ID. That's a bummer, isn't it?
You can't find your ID.
Just pointing your face and saying, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, try it.
As my uncle said years ago when ID first came in, he said, well, get me a mirror. I'll tell you who I am.
We got a bit of a mind.
Yeah, we can't really hear you at the moment.
Look.
You there?
Nope.
Oh, no. The old airport in the airport.
So who's on this comedy festival? Is it the first time they've done it this year?
Yes, it is. So you might remember 2018, Shane Jacobson, he was Kenny. Everyone loves him. He did a film, a little sweet film. He hosts a party. There's a thing for a film, and he invites all his famous friends along. Steve Vizard, Jim Owen, Limo, Rob Carlton, lots of very, very funny people. Michaela Bannis is there too, Fiona Loughlin. And they all just tell jokes because his dad is a really, he loves jokes. Old Aussie dude tells jokes all the time. Yep. And then halfway through the film, he turns to Shane and says, who are we having this party for? And he goes, you, Dad, it's all for you because you love the jokes. And it's a bit of a heartwarming memory. and it is just comics just sitting around telling a joke. Then one will go, oh, I got one on that. And then they tell a joke. Then someone goes, oh, I got a good one about a horse. And they tell a joke. And they're bringing it to a live festival. So it's never really been done before.
So everyone's not doing like a stand up of observational humor. It's going to be like just like
joke jokes. Literal joke jokes. I remember, and he's there, Marty Fields, who's an absolute legend. Do you remember on Hey 8 Saturday where they did the great Aussie joke? And Maury Field and Marty Fields would tell jokes that would send in. It's like that. So you just tell actual.
Are your jokes appropriate here?
We'll find. Oh, for here.
No.
Yeah, let's not do a I'll tell them and we'll find out.
Yeah, don't do that.
Because it is different too. Like the jokes you can tell when you are at a comedy festival. Mm-hmm. People are there and you can.
See, I never knew the difference. I thought that's all they do. Like they're all jokes, aren't they?
Yeah,
I guess. Even if it's a long joke and your wife does an observational joke, it's still a joke.
Yeah. Mm. But there's so stand-up comedy's turned into a little bit more stories as well, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
So these are like one-liner type things that you're doing.
Yeah. Right? Okay, well, here's one for you.
All right.
Okay. A guy meets a lady of the night in a bar, and she says, this is your lucky night. I got a special game for you. I'll do absolutely anything you want for $300 as long as you can say it in three words. The guy replies, hey, why not? He pulls out his wallet, pays her $300, and slowly says, paint my house. See?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's just skimming through. That's the only one I can say here.
It really is. And I'm sure you're not going to say woman of the night, are you?
No, God, no.
No.
What's the oldest? What's the oldest you can be circumcised? I just need to know the cutoff date.
Yeah, they're good. Okay, no more, actually.
Oh, great. Okay.
Well, I just know that a lot of them aren't appropriate.
No. A priest, a minister, and a rabbit walk in to deliver blood. The priest says, I'm a type A. The minister says, I'm a type B. The rabbit says, I think I'm a type O.
Type O.
Can you do knock-knock jokes at it? Or is a knock-knock joke really frowned upon
if you're under the age of 10?
That's why it's such a special event, because really joke are sort of frowned upon in comedian circles. They don't really tell jokes anymore, so it's that old-school kind of thing.
I get to do that.
You're using props, are you? Oh, we won't be talking.
Is that what your wife thinks of you?
I don't even want to. Well, they actually offered it to her first, and she said no.
She went, I'm a real comedian.
The perfect guy for the job. Sam, your time has come. I'm like, knock, knock, shut up.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
News from around the world.
Oh, you guys are so well traveled, aren't you? Look at your passports. Yours is expired and yours has got 2 stamps.
Yep. Also expired.
But, you know, you're just across the news all over the world, and I know that, so that's why we play this game. Once you get all of them right, the game is rested, okay? But you need to guess what the story is about and what the language is.
Okay.
For all 3 stories to win.
Here we go.
First one.
Wenige Tage nach der Veröffentlichung eines Partyvideos mit ihr ist die finnische Ministerpräsidentin Sanna Marin wegen eines Fotos, das in ihrem Amtssitz in Helsinki entstanden ist, erneut unter Druck geraten.
We're pretty smug here.
Yeah.
Why? Because it involves boobs, so you know it.
Oh, is that what that was?
Oh, is that? I don't know.
When the story's an easy one.
Mm-hmm. I got the language too. So you say the story, I'll say the language.
It's about the Finnish Prime Minister who went out partying and they're all up in arms because she was had photos taken of her and stuff. And the most recent one is in the parliamentary house she resides in. Mm. There was 2 girls with their boobs out kissing.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly the story.
German.
You guys are such across the news. Yes, German.
Oh.
German, yes. And in Germany, they probably went, what is wrong?
Yes. Was there boobs not enough boobs? Not enough for boobs.
All right.
That's how I bore at.
Better nice boobs.
Okay, don't do the accent.
Okay, I won't do the accent. Please.
All right, next story.
Singapur derogará la ley que prohíbe las relaciones sexuales entre hombres. Así lo ha anunciado el primer ministro del país en su discurso este domingo. La ley, que data de la época colonial, pena con hasta 2 años de cárcel cualquier acto homosexual.
Okay, I got the language. I have no idea on the story.
I think I heard Biden.
I heard
said
hombres.
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 Joe Biden and Trump have decided to be hombres. Can we hear it one more time?
Mm-hmm.
Singapur derogará la ley que prohíbe las relaciones sexuales entre hombres. Así lo ha anunciado el primer ministro del país en su discurso este domingo. La ley, que data de la época colonial, pena con hasta 2 años de cárcel cualquier acto homosexual.
And Singapore at the start, I think I heard Singapore.
What's Singapore done?
China's coming. Is China going after Singapore?
I don't think
trying
so.
To get. I know they want Taiwan.
I'm going to say, for the language, though, I'm going to say Spanish, because Spanish hombres.
Is correct.
Spanish hombres.
Yep.
I didn't get any other English word.
China wants Singapore, and Joe Biden has said, no, don't worry, we'll stand up for you, we'll be champs.
When did you read that?
That's what I heard.
Okay.
Did we hear Singapore?
You did hear Singapore, okay. Yeah, because it was very clear about Singapore, and what has Singapore talked about?
The fantastic shopping you can do when you stop over there.
Great airport. It is a great airport.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no. All right. You got Spanish. But yeah, Singapore to cancel law banning same-sex relationships. Even an Australian couple came out saying, we got married in Australia. We're not recognised over here. We can't have the same thing. So, right. Yeah.
I did read that.
Yeah.
Read
it's a colonial era rule and they're thinking it's, so outdated. And rightly so. Here we go. Last one.
Okay.
அமெரிக்க விண்வெளி நிறுவனமான நாசா பெர்சியஸ் விண்மீன் மண்டலத்தில் இருந்து இதை பதிவு செய்துள்ளது. இது 200 மில்லியன் ஒளி ஆண்டுகள் தொலைவில் உள்ளது.
Sounds like a minion talking.
He's got to slow down. I mean, that was rapid fire. Do you know the story?
I know the story.
Do you know the story?
I know the story too.
Yeah. Have you heard it before?
It's
Did
creepy.
You hear that?
Yeah. It's the sound of a black hole recorded by NASA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we hear the black hole again?
Yep.
அமெரிக்க விண்வெளி நிறுவனமான நாசா பெர்சியஸ் விண்மீன் மண்டலத்தில் இருந்து இதை பதிவு செய்துள்ளது. இது 200 மில்லியன் ஒளி ஆண்டுகள் தொலைவில் உள்ளது.
I got no idea on the language though.
அமெரிக்க விண்வெளி நிறுவனமான நாசா
I reckon it is minion.
It sounds like minion.
Was it gibberish?
Gibberish.
But people are starting to learn minion speak. Did you hear that?
No, right.
Yeah, so they've gone through all the movies and
worked out.
Mm,
right. Oh, there you go.
They're saying it's consistent throughout all the movies.
Oh, cool.
It sounds a little like Indian.
Yeah,
sort
yeah.
of.
America Vinvali Nirvanamana NASA.
Yeah.
Precious Vinmin.
Like Pakistani.
Hindu.
No.
America Vinvali Nirvanamana NASA. பெர்சியஸ் விண்மீன் மண்டலத்தில் இருந்து இதை பதிவு செய்துள்ளது.
Look, it's spoken in India, but the language is Tamil.
Oh, but hang on. We didn't know Tamil. But that was a guy on Indian news?
Well,
in
87 million people speak it. It's a language.
Okay. Yeah. But
Well, you still didn't get Singapore anyway.
But do we pick the right region?
Well, it's spoken in India, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we were one away. One away.
What, do you guys have to say the same thing at the same time now?
Yes.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks. Tomorrow, the 26th of August. It's a Friday. Your letter and answers for the podcast app.
Ruffling of paper.
Here you go.
I got it. Disco Dragon and Donut.
Disco Dragon and Donut. What's a Disco Dragon?
Well, it's something that comes out after you have a disco biscuit.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Abby, your ship has finally come in. This is a red letter day for you. You're going to be very excited. What's one of the things you love to know about celebrities?
Yeah, it's not a good obsession, but I want to know what Jennifer Aniston... Do you find out what Jennifer Aniston eats? Did you find that? So silly, but she has the same meal every day at the Friends, and everyone is making up this turkey Cobb salad that she had, and no one actually knows. And all she keeps commenting is, that's not the salad.
We asked every cast member of the show we could possibly get. Yeah. Every Z grader, we turned that rock over to find out if they knew.
It's not even about, like, if it's healthy or not. It's none of that. I want to eat what they're eating. Remember we went out for breakfast and I ordered what Stephanie Rice was having?
Yes.
Yeah, and I was like, oh,
what you've got to remember there is she's already done 50 laps of a pool.
Oh, 100%.
Cool.
And I did nothing.
You did nothing.
But it was
that.
So...
Why don't I feel like Stephanie Rice?
I don't even want to be there. I just find it interesting, don't you? Like what the Queen has. I'm like, oh, that's so...
Well, buckle
I'm
up.
A feeder. That's my issue.
It is strange when you hand... And I've learned to deal with it. You hand me food, but then you sit there with a smile watching me eat it.
Learned to deal with it. You thrive off it.
Well, the food keeps coming.
That's why I don't like going out for lunch with him. It's so annoying. He's like, oh, I've had enough. Much. No, he doesn't eat much.
Mm. Right. Hey, if it sits still on your plate for 10 minutes, I'm on it.
Well, a gossip site has asked all their members to say who work in hospitality.
Uh-huh, so they're true accounts.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They've said, what have you had celebrities come in and order? And a few of them especially have been places where the celebrities are regular customers, so you can get a sense of what they eat, or sometimes they just order the same thing every time. So I'll throw the names out, you can see if you can have a guess. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, what do you think they would have for lunch?
Air.
Ha! Close.
It would be something healthy. They're incredibly health conscious.
Correct. They have a $63, that's Australian, $63 salad. And then they only eat the lettuce.
Really?
That's what the waiter says. Yes.
So why do they get all the other stuff?
I guess it'd be hard to order just lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Not really. You don't go.
Yeah.
But they need to go out and be seen and do things. You know, yes, people like that that go to a restaurant, just push the food around the plate.
You.
And something like
that. You.
Need it for the gram. Maybe they just want the photo for the gram and they just nibble the lettuce.
I always say, like, coffee orders as well. Don't you find it fascinating to know what people order for coffee?
Yeah. Yeah.
If someone says a mocha, you're like, you go, grow up.
Scotties.
That's a hot chocolate.
I like a mocha with a bit of hazelnut syrup in there.
Do
it's
you?
Like drinking Nutella.
Okay.
Avril Lavigne, this one surprised me because she's a teeny tiny human.
That's fine. She would have, like, is it a milkshake store style? Or
no, this is, think of a dinner food and a messy one. You don't do it on a first date.
Nachos.
Close.
Spaghetti bolognese.
No, that's right.
A lobster. Work with me.
Rack of ribs, and she'll eat the whole thing.
Oh, yeah,
apparently.
Yeah. Mm.
That's hot. That's sexy if a girl does that.
Yeah. Look how clean those bones are. Mm. Angelina Jolie. Now, this one is, she was at this hotel for a few weeks, and this was her regular. And I was a bit surprised.
What meal?
A breakfast. It's her breakfast every day.
Acai bowl. No.
See, this is why it's surprising.
Smashed bacon and eggs.
Ah, yes. She would get 2 eggs and 2 sausages and toast every day for the 2 weeks she was staying at the hotel.
Are they just girls? Any guys?
No. Lewis Hamilton is addicted to hummus.
Ooh.
Mm.
Did you say hummus or hummus? What do you say? Don't care.
I don't either.
Okay.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson, I know you love her.
Yes.
She loves mac and cheese.
That's
macaroni and cheese.
Pasta, cheese, yeah.
And this
microwave stuff. You reckon she's whacking the canes in there?
Yeah.
Whack that
That's
in there.
That's comfort food, isn't it?
She doesn't have time to be cooking at all. She's going to be the fast ones. And this one was surprising. He is very rich. He was just in a magazine, all dressed up in a, we were talking about his coat, Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
He did this repeatedly. He went to McDonald's. What do you think he would get from McDonald's?
Matty, you're up. Is it, what do we get, what menu? Just any menu?
Day menu, not breakfast. Day menu.
Chicken nuggets, hands down, not without a doubt.
Really?
I was really surprised at this.
Not a Big Mac?
Oh.
Mm. Because it's not...
Fish burger.
Yay!
Fillet of fish.
Yay!
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
he's not a fillet of fish.
That's
rumours, that is.
That's McDonald's
that?
Trying to get their fillet of fish popular for the first time ever.
And,
that is
and
not true.
Loves a riblet.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
You know, another day we hear about another business going under. There was a building company, Oracle, that is building a lot of homes here in Queensland and New South Wales. And I've got a Dear Abby about it, and I know that maybe a lot of employees would be concerned about it. So we've got a HR expert, Graham Wynn, is on the line. Hey, Graham.
Good morning. How are we today?
All right. Good. I want to read this out to you because if you've got a Dear Abby, you can send it in. DearAbby@b105.com.au. She's written, I don't know if my employer is doing anything illegal and what I should do about it. I work for a small business that installs products into houses for security, without saying too much, to give away my employer. Getting stock has been a huge issue and our installers are going to be working overtime to get them into the houses once they arrive. Therefore, we aren't getting any new business because we have to backtrack for what's already paid for. I work in the office and I know the family business is doing it tough. They've always paid on time and that's continued. But I have noticed that they haven't paid super for 3 months. I spoke with them about it and they were really, really honest and said cash flow is a huge issue and they'll continue wages, but they had to stop paying super and will absolutely pay it back once they're on top of everything. I want to know, are they doing anything illegal? I mean, if you haven't got the money, I guess there's not much you can do. And I don't want to dob them in, but at the same time, I want to get my entitlements.
Rocking a hard place on that one.
Graham, are they doing anything illegal by not paying super?
Simple answer is yes.
Right.
They are completely illegal. Basically, every time you get paid, your employer has to also do your contribution to superannuation. There's no choice with this. They have to do it. And so if you're not being paid your superannuation, they have to actually pay this quarterly. So if they're not paying it, then basically you can contact Fair Work or the tax office if you wish to, and they will deal with the employer straight away and make sure this is caught up. The risk you run is, in theory, it means the employer is trading while they're insolvent.
Yeah.
They can't actually meet their commitments, which itself is a legal issue as well. But if they go under, superannuation is gone. You won't see it. It's gone.
Well, then
so that's the real problem.
Oh, well, that's right. The whole thing. So if she does go and say that, then they will just go under and she won't get paid anyway.
Well, the thing is that basically if they're trading and can work through it, then basically the tax office will work with them. Okay, what else can we streamline? Can we do this? They can defer taxation payments instead. There's these things that the tax office can do to work with an employer. The superannuation, you can't get out of that one. I worked with a company many, 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 many years ago who I was employed by. I won't mention the name, of course. And they were having cash flow issues and they couldn't pay superannuation. So to help the directors, I dealt with the tax office for them. I was an employee at the time, and we actually worked at how to limit the tax payments paid over a period of time. The company still at the time couldn't pay superannuation, so I actually used my own personal money to pay the staff the superannuation. Wow. So they got their money. The employer said, well, we'll pay you back, Graham. Of course, they never did. That's another story entirely. But so basically, though, the superannuation has to be paid to the employees. And if the employer is having trouble, they need to talk to the tax office because they can actually say, okay, you've got a tax bill of 50 grand. We can actually let you pay that over a period of time. So your cash flow is eased up.
Yeah.
So you can pay the actual entitlements you have to pay to the staff. You cannot get out of this one. So if your company is not paying your superannuation, unfortunately, you need to dob them in because that's your money.
Yeah.
And speaking of it being your money, did you say, I may have misunderstood this, if the company goes under, the super that you've accrued all that time at that career goes away as well?
No, your super is paid already. That's saved. That's gone.
Okay.
But any contributions, contributions haven't been paid.
Yeah.
It won't go because basically when a company goes under, the tax office, the banks, all those people, they get paid first.
That's
where the money goes first. of course they do. So your superannuation is not treated as one of the main items.
Yeah.
It's the tax office of the banks. They get their money first, and then you go into the next brand superannuation. Then all the other creditors, they get looked at, who normally get nothing at all. But, yeah, superannuation, you cannot avoid it. Employers have to pay it.
Right.
And if they're not, then there's clearly an issue, and you need to flag that. Because the tax office, believe it or not, the tax office are quite friendly if you talk to them.
Oh. Please, Graham.
If you talk to them, they'll want to work with you and help you.
Right.
They'd rather get something than nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they want to work with you. Where the tax office get really ugly is if they come to you and say, you're not doing the right thing. But if you talk to the tax office, they're really, really helpful, believe it or not.
Okay. I had some inside information about the tax office saying that for them to be able to get their money, they go through a lot of research of how they word the letters.
Right.
And if they do it, then they'll redo it to change the wording or the layout of the letter to try and work out the psychology of where you're more likely to pay.
So,
there you go.
Like, write it with a bit more fear in it or something?
They just change it up all the time. So they do research of how to be like, okay, cool. So, you know, they're not like, give me my money. But like if they change the look tone. The tone and the layout.
They stop
and
writing it in blood and stuff.
Because I guess they need the money. Yeah, because I'm
if it's a young employee, they'll go, use owes us money.
Yeah. LOL. I sent you a DM on Insta. Here's a letter in the letterbox to back it up in case I went to your other box.
I think it's been read.
Do a TikTok post. Do a TikTok post today.
In a minute, I'm going to need a bit of tax that you owe us now.
Wow.
You would pay, though.
I would pay.
Absolutely. Because I did write back to her, Graham, and I said, you know, what are you thinking about this? And she said, it's really hard because they've always done well by me and they are still paying and I desperately need the money before I can get another job, you know, to pay rent. And she said, but it does annoy me that I know that they've booked an overseas holiday. So you're sort of in that situation where you would never question it with your employee because, you know, they deserve to be able to do that. But once they're not paying your entitlements and you get your bit of your backup.
I'd also check what sort of ticket they bought for that holiday. One way.
Well, Graham Wynn, thank you for your help this morning. We'll pass that on to the lady who's emailed through.
Thanks, Graham.
You're very welcome. No problem at all.
Good on you. There you go, Graham Wynn. He's a HR expert.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Bad news for one of my favourites, and he is one of my idols. It's about once every 6 months, I'll watch his speech from Rocky Balboa when he's trying to inspire his son, Sylvester Stallone. Amazing actor. He's done amazing things. You know, he wrote Rocky, the first one. Wrote most of them.
Yeah, did he then? And a lot of people said no to it, and he finally got it across the line.
Yeah, yeah. He was living in his car, and he couldn't even afford to feed his dog. And they said, well, we'll buy it off you, and we'll make it. He said, no, I'm going to be in it. And everyone went, no. And he went, well, I'm going to do it. And he waited until the time was right.
Eye of the Tiger.
Indeed.
It's always on a running track, isn't it? Mm. What other movies is he big for?
Is he big for? Rambo, the Rambo series.
Yes, so Rambo
was brilliant.
Rambo and Rocky.
Rambo and Rocky, yeah. Mm. The Expendables, also good with everyone in it.
Yep.
He's done a couple. Cliffhanger, that was good too.
Okay.
But he's hit hard times. His wife of 25 years.
Mm.
25 years.
Long time.
Long time. They got lots of beautiful daughters. No, they got four.
Isn't their daughters?
No.
I think they got three.
Three? Oh,
their daughters are stunning. He posted a photo of him going out with his daughters, and he's like, can everyone just calm down with the comments? Mm.
Rocky, what? Your daughter's hot.
His wife is stunning.
They're all beautiful.
Yeah, but I don't know why. It must be a bad breakup after, you know, 25 years.
It doesn't look great.
Yes.
How did that happen? Turn into that?
He was a good, looking kid when he was young. Before
he's not a bad looking guy, but it's just these like you wouldn't expect to have three supermodels.
No, that's true. Maybe there's one in the closet they're not letting out.
Matthew, back
in the room.
You're back in the room.
But yeah, his wife of 25 years has filed for divorce, and speculation occurred even a while ago. She put up a picture on Instagram saying, these three are the most important things in the world to me. Nothing else matters apart from my daughters. Us four forever. No mention of Sly.
Oh.
And about a month ago, this is a bit more of a giveaway. About a month ago, he got a tattoo on his bicep. That was a picture of his wife's face. He got that covered up with a dog.
His dog?
Yeah.
Or just a dog?
Butt kiss. No, his dog butt kiss.
That's his name.
Not a great sign for a relationship. And you know he's serious about that because
from
his
one
bicep
to
is
another.
Huge.
Yeah.
So that would have been like an all day in the chair kind of deal. So they have filed for divorce and they're going their separate ways. And it does make you think because I've got a lot of tattoos. Matty, yours, if anything happened in your relationship, especially because you actually got a wedding ring tattooed on your finger, God forbid the worst ever happened, would you get that removed or covered up?
Well, at the moment, it's E for Esther on my wedding band. If people go, oh, is that for your wife? If she left me, I'd turn it upside down and go, no, it's three for my three children.
Hey, brilliant.
Beautiful.
Three kids for life.
E for everything, because that's what she took.
Yeah, Scotty and I are not going to get tattoos. We're not sure yet. It's a big commitment.
Yeah,
even
though
you can get them removed, it's just...
Yeah, well, I got my wife's name on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it is also from a book. It says car or it says cat.
Oh, so you can go back.
I can go both ways. I made that very clear when I got it done, because I don't actually agree with, for me personally, I understand why people do it, but I don't agree with tattoo removal.
Funny you say that, though, because our friends are head-to-toe tattoo. Sorry, they don't have their face tattooed, and they own a tattoo parlour.
Uh-huh.
And next door they opened, and this is very before their time, because they opened it about 15 years ago, just when it came out, a tattoo removalist place.
Right.
And people are like, why would you do that? You're basically saying that tattoos should be removed. And they're like, no, because we change our tattoos all the time, because they've got full sleeve. If they want to add another one, they remove one.
Yeah.
and then replace it.
Because they're saying it's easy. Rebuild.
Yeah.
Also, you're supplying a service that's only available because of your other service that you've got. So one feeds the other. Mm. Yeah.
Or unless they go, oh, no, I've made a mistake.
So can you pop next door?
Get that removed and then come back tomorrow.
True. Doesn't fill you with confidence, does it? Best tattooist in the world next to a tattoo removal kind of screams Dodge.
Let's get the old Control Z going here.
This gun doesn't have a spell check. But we wanted to know, especially from tattoo artists, what have you had to cover up on 131060?
Because they're like Mr. Squiggle, aren't they, really? Mm. Do you know when you're watching it and you're like, how is that going to turn into that?
True.
They but do you would have to be creative, wouldn't you, to be able to...
Yeah, and I know I've looked into the world of cover-ups. I think there was a TV show where they would come in and say, what can you do? There was. And
isn't there a colour that's worse to cover up? Harder?
I think black's hard.
Okay. I thought black was easy.
Yeah. Liz in Warner, you had to get something covered up?
Yes. So I had got my, at the time it was soon to be husband's name, tattooed on me as a surprise on the wedding night when I took my dress off. And of course then many, many years later we got divorced and I thought, ooh, I'm going to need to cover this up now. So I went with a peacock feather.
A peacock feather? Any reason behind the peacock feather?
No, it just looked pretty.
And when you get something covered up, do they have to say, like, obviously you'd have to match its shape and size with what you're going to get covered up, right?
Yeah. So actually it needs to be slightly bigger than the one you got to really cover it. But luckily, like the artist that I had, I see him for a few things. He's amazing and you would never know it was there.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Interesting. Graham in the CBD, tattoo removal. Graham?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, mate. How are you? You got a tattoo removed?
So I got a tattoo changed. When I was young, me and mates decided to play a game on my leg of noughts and crosses.
Uh-huh.
Didn't turn out too well. None of us won. And back then, we done it bigger than we should have. Had to get a Japanese devil big enough, that was dark enough, pretty much my whole thigh, cover it up.
So you got a tattoo of the game of Norks and Crosses on your thigh?
Yes.
Meaningful.
So you have
I mean, if you'd won, I could have understood, but like you said, no one won.
No one won.
Yeah.
I just couldn't look at it anymore. It's just...
Yeah. I mean, it's a...
Yeah, someone was
theory
cheeky.
Of life, wasn't it? You know,
they put the X in the middle first up, knowing they would destroy the game
and the tattoo. Well, you know, everyone gets different tattoos for a different reason. Barry in Redland Bay, what's your tattoo removal story?
Yeah, mate, I had my ex-wife's name very largely put on my arm, and when we got divorced, I got a semi-trailer put on it, and then on the other arm, I got keep on trucking because the only way I could run over her legally was that way.
Okay.
Lovely. Yeah. Did you get another partner after that, Barry?
Sorry?
Did you get another partner after that?
Yeah, I did, yep.
She loves trucks?
Not really. Too much time with the truck rather than with her.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
Being reimbursed, no one has ever made the process easy.
No.
And you know that deep down they're just relying on you going, oh, that's too hard. Had a flight cancelled, so you had to pay for taxis and a comm and then they were going to reimburse. It was like a month and a half ago and it's still trying to go through loopholes for it. Just no one makes it easy. They just hope that they might give up.
Mm-hmm. Statute of limitations as well. They're waiting long enough they don't have to do it.
Thanks, but no thanks.
You know when you say something jokingly to a child and it sometimes can be slightly inappropriate and then they use it often? I've had some boxes of floorboards in the back of my ute that weren't tied down. So every time I break it lights, they all slide to the front and go boom and hit it. And the joke was, oh, there goes the body again. You know, tied up in there. Ha ha ha, ha ha ha, giggle
that's
giggle.
So not true, you would have tied that up.
Tied that, yeah, that's not going anywhere. I made that joke with Xander. Xander has repeated that to many, many people. And then, you know, when you explain, no, it's a joke and this is why, and then the horror in your face, and the more you explain it, the more it looks like you, in fact, have someone tied up in the back of your car. They're like, okay, calm down, floorboards. Thanks, but no thanks.
Of course, he only got the floorboards to cover up the body in the cellar.
We know he wouldn't. He's a clean freak.
That's true.
I never said I killed them. I just said they were tied up.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, then why would they move?
What?
Well, they're alive. It'd be a bit more. Just like.
Probably trying to get out.
Maybe.
Yeah. They're floorboards, guys.
Okay.
Me thinks he protests too much.
Yeah.
And he goes like, if I say it on the radio, no one will suspect. Yeah. Thanks for knowing.
Stav, Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.